About the author. Set in the fictional town of Salisbury, Fight or Flight, a South Side Story, is Joe's debut novel and audiobook. Joe lives with his wife Wendy and rescue cat Cheddar in his lifelong hometown of South Windsor, Connecticut, a suburb of Hartford, not unlike Salisbury. Inspired by a touch of theater, a healthy dose of rock music, and his own youthful transgressions, Joe seeks to reflect on the futility of violence, the loyalty of friendships, and the transformative power of love. Joe is a graduate of the Cinema Arts undergraduate program at the University of Hartford and the Writing, Rhetoric, and Media Arts graduate program at Trinity College. He currently works as a quality inspector and safety representative for an aerospace manufacturing company in the Hartford area. Go to josephdurrett.com to learn more about his upcoming works.
An interview with the author. Hi, I'm Becky Parker Geist. I'm the host of the Audiobook Connection podcast, Behind the Scenes with the Creative Teams. I'm also president of Bay Area Independent Publishers Association and the CEO of Pro Audio Voices, providing audiobook production, distribution, marketing, and podcasting services. Today, I have with me Joseph Durrett. He's the author of Fight or Flight, A South Side Story. This is Joe's debut novel and audiobook. Joe lives with his wife, Wendy, and rescue cat, Cheddar, in his lifelong hometown of South Windsor, Connecticut, suburb of Hartford. Joe's a graduate of the Cinema Arts undergraduate program at the University of Hartford and the Writing, Rhetoric, and Media Arts graduate program at Trinity College. Currently working as a quality inspector and safety representative for an aerospace manufacturing company in the Hartford area. Joe, thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
Let's jump right in. Sounds like you had a strong interest in writing and film for a while now. Tell us a little more about your background. What got you started on writing and publishing your first novel?
I began taking a keener interest in writing in high school. And instead of putting most of my efforts and thoughts into writing a book. And a friend of mine, Mike, and I, the time we would spend together would be at his house downstairs in his basement when we were both trying to write books. Mike was actually the inspiration for the character Mick in my novel. He had scoliosis as a kid, and so was confined to having a cast or a full body cast on himself. So we spent the summers not going out doing sports and things like that, but just hanging out and writing and listening to music and things like that. And eventually he fell by the wayside with his writing. But mine, I continued and wrote my first book when I was like a high school teenager, and it was pretty awful. But I got probably inspired to writing another one. So I began to write called South Side Story at the time, which is the title of it. And the war has been long and winding road, but here I am.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I know it. I have some of those similar books in my background.
It's somewhere in a box in the cellar or something. I think might still have it somewhere. I don't know.
did this start back when you were in high school or?
It was based on some activities that we did in the high school. Well, when I was probably a freshman or a sophomore, we went to a dinner theater and the play being shown was West Side Story. I fell in love with it. I thought it was great. I'd never seen anything like that before, having a story played out in front of you like that. It just inspired me. I caught fire. And at the same time, we were a bunch of young kids, restless and juvenile delinquents, and we would harass the police officers in town. We would fire Roman candles over their police cars. We were like this little makeshift gang that we had. We started, hey, let's start a gang. It lasted about 3 days, and then the bigger kids came down and whooped some of my friends' butts, and that was the end of the gang. but that was the background inspiring for the gangs in the book and for this romance, this star-crossed romance between the main characters, Jeff and Cindy, in the book, where I got the roots from it.
Yeah. So would you say then, like, it's kind of the seed for this or maybe the experience that kind of got this rolling? Would you say it was seeing that West Side Story? Or
I think that had a lot to do with it. And I really loved the play, but I was always like the part where the gang members were singing Officer Krupke and that stuff. It's like, well, what? I wish it had gone in a direction that featured them a little bit more. So I was like, well, maybe if I write something like that, I can do that. That's kind of where I went with the gangs, but I still wanted to have love interest with Jeff and Cindy. Yeah. As West Side Story is based on
Romeo and Juliet. And so the characters die. And say, well, what if they didn't die? It wasn't mentioned. They died because I don't want to give away the ending of the book. But it's inspired me to go in a different direction. So instead of west, they went south. So, but we also call it a South Side story because I'm from South Windsor. And it was a code name between my friends and I about, I didn't want to broadcast it all over the school that I was starting to write this novel. We had this code name. We called this out, how a South Side story going. That would be our code name for talking amongst each other.
I see. Did you have a sort of, I'm going to start writing this? Was there a moment that you remember anyway, where you just like, I got this story. I'm going to do it.
Well, I mean, by the time I was graduating high school, I knew I wanted to be a writer. My father was pushing me towards computer programming and that kind of crashed and burned. And like, all that, and I was working warehouse jobs while I was writing at night, kind of a thing. So it always been a progression that I knew it was something I wanted to do to be a writer. And it just took a while to I thought, I was going to get my first novel done by the time I'm 25. but it's been a while, but it's something I always been a part of me.
Yeah. So how long is that? Would you say that the journey of this story has been most of us writers? It takes us many years to write a story. What's this story's fight or flight? How long do you think it has taken to get from when you started to where you are?
Well, I wrote the first draft and it was probably nothing, not much like it is today. You know, I was probably in my 20s and then things come along, getting married and all this stuff and jobs and going, I went back to school. So a lot of it got put off on. I didn't stop writing, but it got shuffled to the back burner for a while. And then I started getting a real drive in my 40s to really get it out there. And then I finished all the plotting and the actual writing of it. And I began the editing part. It was like, wow, that's a kid already. So I'm just going to edit. It's going to take me about, it'll take me about a month to edit. Yeah, sure. So it took quite a bit longer than that. But I wanted to get it as good as a piece of writing as I could. And I've been hard on myself to make sure that I've ironed out a lot of kinks and things like that.
Yeah. And have you worked on any other writing projects during this, or is this pretty much, this has been the one?
Well, when I was going to Trinity College, I was writing a screenplay that really took over for a while. I had to put this aside to work on that. And that's something I want to return to after I'm all done with this, to get back into that and go. I've only done a first run through on that. So I'm hoping to get back in that, because there's a lot of things I see that are wrong with it now that I want to correct.
Yeah,
it'll be a good story too.
Cool.
And I write for a newsletter for the union at my job, and I'm the editor for that, and I help with the writing and that stuff. Yeah. And we've won some awards. They have an international contest for all the newsletters for the union, and I haven't won grand prize, but I've had some honorable mentions, and I've had some second place, third place finishes, and things like that. So it's
nice.
Nice to get some recognition like that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the story's message. So fight or flight. In one of your bios, you wrote that you seek to reflect on the futility of violence, the loyalty of friendships, and the transformative power of love. I just spoke to my heart. I love that. So I thought, let's talk a little more about that.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of gang in the story. And one of the characters, Mick, goes down a violent path. And his results are pretty much a reflection on the path he takes. Jeff is torn between following the gangs and this new love interest of his with Cindy, and her being the police chief's daughter, they can't really coexist in his life very well. And so he's got to make some decisions. He's got to challenge some of his friendships. His friends obviously are seeing him being torn away from everything they've grown up with. And that's always a painful moment for the friend as well. And as far as the transforming power of love, Jeff's clearly going down a wrong path at the beginning of the story, and his affection for Cindy is able to turn him around and get him to see the error of his ways and make him into a wholesome individual. So, hopefully.
Yeah. Some of the things that I was just thinking about that I really love is there are these moments where where they're talking to the members of the gang or talking about, we never really meant for it to be like anything horrible to happen. We're just having some fun in a
blowing off steam and challenging authority and things like
that. Yeah, but we're seniors. Maybe we ought to just, and also the fact that some of the members were like really dedicated to their sports or to their education. And it was really great to see. I just thought it was really interesting how you brought in some different kinds of qualities into that, the personalities of those gang members. It was really nice.
And there's so many of them that
it was a challenge to find ways to develop each character into his own being, make him a little bit more three-dimensional. Well, obviously, Jeff and Mick and Crazy Legs are the most three-dimensional characters in the story, but even getting Denny and TJ and Bumbles and we had a friend named Bumbles in high school too, so
fun.
That was just good to draw on some little nicknames from high school as well.
Yeah. But, so was there in the writing either early on, you just in terms of talking about like that impact, but did you perceive a problem in the world and you wanted to address it with your writing?
Yeah, when I set out, I wanted to try to tackle some stereotypes of kids like Jeff who are not the leaders of, not the best students in the class, and they've got problems at home. People still look up to Jeff as their leader, and I was trying to show that he's got this front that, yeah, hey, I'm Jeff Hollister, I'm the guy, the hero, or the guy in charge, and he's got a lot of flaws. He's got problems at home. He's just like any other kid in high school, and maybe people are looking up to him and placing him on this pedestal that it's shaky ground. And so just what I'm trying to show, the message I'm getting is that even the people that we think are doing fantastic in life or are so strong and so brave, they've got flaws and they've got problems and they've got a lot of things they have to work out on their own as well. That's like one of the messages I was trying to portray with the main character.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's a powerful message because you're right. We have this tendency to, maybe it's part of our media that creates stars out of people. And then it's like, then we think there's something like their lives are perfect.
The interaction with the adults, Jeff, between the adults, like the Harris and Chief Wallace and Mr. Stammer, they all look at him like he's a rotten kid. He's an enemy. And he's somebody who's really got to squash. And so he puts on this rebellious front to them, but to sort of show he's just another kid, and there's probably a lot of kids out there like that who are putting on a facade, but they're really struggling inside and trying to come up with some answers on their own.
Yeah, that's good. And what impact would you like to your book, an audiobook, to have in the world?
I'd like to have it generate some conversations about these kind of topics, about pressures that kids are under growing up in those ages. Some of them come from broken homes, some of them exposed to threats, gun violence and other types of violence. And maybe, like I said, start some conversations on how we can look at the kids, these troubled kids, a little bit more open-mindedly.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to beat them down, trying to build them up instead.
I think that's great. Yeah. And even for teens that will listen to the audiobook and hear their own pieces of, oh yeah, that's like me.
I'm hoping some people will identify with some of the different characters. Even something like Crazy Legs is kind of off the beaten path a bit, but I think there's a lot of people out there who will be identified with him well. And he's definitely got a nonviolent streak in him, as opposed to Mick, who's really a friend, but he's an antagonist friend. He's like the enemy that you love, right? So,
right. With friends like that, you can get in a lot of trouble. Yeah. To hear the full interview, visit josephdurrett.com.
This has been Fight or Flight, a South Side story by Joseph Durrett. Narrated by Michael Kirby, Marquise Moore, Samar Nanda, Eric Jenkins, Brian Wiggins, Rick Stedman, Fernando Contreras, Nick Messina, Eric Berger, Matt Weisgerber, Eric Aragoni, Hunter Gather, Samantha Cooper, David A. Wood, Michael Reeves, Becky Parker, and Peter J. Boris. Original score by Julian Blackmore. Copyright 2023 by Joseph Durrett. Production copyright 2023 by Joseph Durrett. Produced by Pro Audio Voices.